brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, when I take 3 days off, I've got a lot I want to say, a lot I want to talk about. But now we're going to take your calls, John, Chad, Tim, Jim, Reuben, and others. We'll continue with open phones in the fourth hour today. And I've only scratched the surface on the news. Coming up, I will get to it. I will play Chris Matthews last night with Pat Buchanan, trying to demonize Pat Buchanan and myself, and some of the ways they came at us. I want to analyze that. And then I am going to get more into the oil spill and my take on it. But let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. You know, anymore, as much as I'm reading, and I was just like you, I was basically kind of conservative libertarian when I was like 19 or 20. But the more I read and the more I've understood it, I said, this isn't the United States of America anymore. This is the United Colonies of Great Britain under that queen over there. She is basically, her and her banking minions have been pretty much bought out our money supply since 1913, and they've consolidated more and more and more. And now with Barack Obama in there, who is by their law a British subject, she pretty much has us by the short hairs.
Well, we're going to get John Coleman back on, who was in British intelligence and who was, of course, his constitutional lawyer. And not the British people, but the British Empire system and that wealth. The sun never set on the British Empire. When the British Empire started getting resistance, they just took their flag down but used their covert corporate governance. And that's what Carol Quigley at Georgetown said. That's what Zygmunt Brzezinski says. That's what Helmut Schmidt, the former German chancellor, said. That's what the Japanese leaders, I mean, they all say the British corporate model dominates the earth. You've got the Israeli stripe in there because the founders of Israel, the Rothschilds, are also a big part of the British Empire. But it is the Anglo-American Dutch interest created the model of covert corporate governance. And that's what we're going into even deeper right now. It's a great point. By the way, when's John Coleman on? Is he back on this week? Okay, go ahead and finish your point, caller.
Alex, I've been reading, I've read a lot of books. I'm reading this new book about George III where he said, freedom of speech is a good thing. Every man in Britain has the right to express themselves, but only within the parameters of the law. And so I read that. I said, this is what we're headed to. It's limited freedoms, limited everything, and eventually what they want is no freedom at all. It's a revocation of Magna Carta and all these other laws.
Yeah, you have a Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment means under law, the government can ban it or restrict it down to nothing. You have a right to free speech, the speech the government says is okay. And now we see open everywhere where the media every day says, we need the police to be able to secretly arrest you and have you disappear. You know, just like in Rome, take him away. Take him to the dungeon. No trial, no nothing. This is the cornerstone, the fulcrum, the heart around which all tyranny orbits is secret arrest, no due process, and they are promoting it as if it is mother's milk. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get?
It's ridiculous, Alex, and I think we have just woken up to it in time. Most of us did not realize it in 1913 that they bought out our currency. Most of us didn't realize it in 1893. Andrew Carnegie wrote a essay on the reunion of America with the British Empire. Most of us didn't even realize that this neo-pagan bloodline that goes all the way from Britain, all the way back through France, and all the way back through Venice, and God knows where it went before that, this evil line of people, they've masqueraded as Christians for years, but what they want to do is they want to institute some worldwide pagan religion and bring back these Babylonian.
You're absolutely right. When they knocked off their cousins in the French Revolution, they went to a 10-day week, 9 days of work, they changed the months. They want to overturn the existing order, and you said it. Even if they're not the Merovingian line, the Queen of England and all of them on record say they believe they're the Merovingian line, that they are the progeny of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene. They are lunatics who think they're God.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic.
It's based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We're 2 hours, 3 hours into the broadcast, and I haven't even gotten yet. I'm going to be technical, 2 hours and 8 minutes into the broadcast. And I haven't even gotten to Chris Matthews and his demonization piece. We talked about it some last week when somebody inside MSNBC was concerned, sent us a script. We've seen promos now for The Rise of the Right that's going to air three times today. Three times, what, at 5, 7, and midnight Eastern on MSNBC. And it's exactly what we thought it would be and more. So that's coming up, and I want to give you my skinny on the oil spill. Obama is now saying $20 billion to be paid by BP, that they're going to pay all of it. I don't believe any of that. They're one of his biggest campaign contributors. Just like last year in the stimulus bill, Obama said, I'm against CEOs getting bailout money. Then he pressured Senator Dodd, and Dodd released these emails from the White House, to add a provision where retroactively all the big companies, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Warren Buffett's, Wells Fargo, Citibank, all of them, got to retroactively keep all the bonuses and bonuses going forward, and that some small companies had to be under the regulations. Again, unfair trade practices. That's what the Banking Association has also said about the new banking bill that just passed here in Texas. Our Banking Association, the president of it, said, this is the groups that sold derivatives. This is the big criminal mega banks. We're healthy banks. This allows them to take us over. And what do you see federal regulators do? Filled with Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, former execs, just who all hold stock in these companies like Congress does, many members of Congress, just gobbling up as fast as they can healthy banks and insurance companies and credit unions. So when Obama says, I'm going to get tough, he knows you'll forget about this in 6 months, a year. Look for the taxpayer to pay for it. And we know that's what green taxes mean. You know, green energy. Oh, we need to have that carbon tax. We need to have a fuel oil tax. We need to have a wellhead tax, a car tax, a gas tax on propane, on natural gas. That's what's in his plan. He said, my plan through the EPA, separate from the Senate passing it, is what the House passed. That is cap and trade, which is what BP always wanted. And now you know the BP CEO dumped his stock at record levels. You know Goldman Sachs that was chairing BP. The head of BP was co-chairing. The head of Goldman Sachs was co-chairing BP. And the list goes on and on. Inside job, blocking the response by the states, blocking the response by private corporations, blocking the response by foreign governments, letting the oil get into shore, and then not capping it. They're going to let that thing leak until they get your money. And the public's been sucked into whining about it. Oh, I'm so angry. Do something, Obama, do something. And they're like, you want us to do something? We will. Are you sure? We're going to put a tax on you. To BP that set up the carbon tax. We'll have you pay taxes to the subsidiary banks of BP. That'll show them. That's right. You show them, Obama. You get tough with him right now. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the crisis. The public gets all upset about it. The media says, what are they going to do about it? Meaning the mainstream media. And the mainstream media says, what are they going to do about it to the government? And the government says, we'll put taxes on you and take all your rights. Kind of like Obama had one of his people on Fox News this morning, one of his spokesmen saying, just like at 9/11, we didn't like it happening, but we used it to get freedom in America and to protect the people from terrorists. Take all your freedom, giving you your freedom, the Patriot Act, the New Freedom Initiative. It always has an Orwellian name. And so they're not letting a good crisis go to waste. Let's go to Chad in Ohio. Chad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Outstanding. Hey, Alex, back in 2009 of May, I went to renew my license here in Hocking County in Ohio. They told me my license had been suspended by the state of North Carolina. So I had to call the state of North Carolina. I talked to them. I said, you know, this is Chad. The reason why I was calling is, you know, my license was suspended, and I want to know why. Well, they said, you had a ticket of February of 2001. I said, well, I was stationed with the Marine Corps. I was in the Navy, but I was stationed with the Marines at that time. I said, that's true. I paid that ticket. She looked it up. She said, yeah, you did. I said, so what's going on? She said, well, the Department of Motor Vehicles of North Carolina gave you another traffic violation for driving 20 miles over the speed limit. And I said, you know, I've never been told about this. I said, so what you're telling me is after 8 years in renewing my license twice in 8 years, you're just now telling me about this? And she wouldn't tell me what was going on, but I did my research, and what I found out was about the Real ID Act. And I'm even a government employee, and they're starting to, well, not starting, but they're putting those boxes in the ceilings to where when you walk in, a radio wave comes in, hits your card, and goes back. But here, ultimately, the fact of it is that the state of Ohio is now issuing a national ID card. Of course, they went to a new enhanced driver's license.
Yeah, for those that don't know, I get questions all the time about how did you get your driver's license? Because I famously got arrested refusing the thumbprint in Austin, Texas in 1997, and I had the executive order about how it was a national ID card, how they were going to use it for buying and selling, how they were going to track everything we did. They said, ultimately, in the executive order, they're going to take our blood at the driver's license facility. That's why they're getting you trained right now with cops. And license plate reading cameras have already given everybody tickets for speeding. And what they're now going to phase in is points on your license, and most Americans in the next year or two are going to be told you no longer have your driver's license. You have hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines with interest for all these hundreds and hundreds of times you were caught speeding. Camera at point A said that you went from point A to camera at point B at an average speed of 81 miles an hour, and so you're going to be given tickets. And, again, the Pentagon put in the license plate readers 15 years ago. For at least 10 years, it's going into federal databases. Anybody who didn't have insurance, one of my employees 9 years ago didn't have insurance. He was given a ticket. He paid for it. They don't care. They suspended his license for a month. They said, you got to pay all these giant fines retroactively and come in and prove you have insurance now. But the illegals are above the law. They're released. So this cashless system is already in, and they're already tracking the slaves everywhere they go. And so that's probably how you got that ticket, even though you don't remember being pulled over by a cop. Go ahead. And so now they're also saying under the real ID, and I have my Texas driver's license. I went ahead and got one because I couldn't get on airplanes. I couldn't live. You know, I mean, I'm inside Nazi Germany. People ask, why do I have my Nazi papers? Well, because I have to be able to move around in the resistance. If I don't have it, I'll get picked up even quicker because I'm not an illegal alien who's above the law, part of their program. And it says USA Texas, and it's a national ID card, and it's got national ID barcode on the back, and it's just a glorified federal ID, and it tracks everything I do. And this is my slave control card. And they've now said that when your license gets suspended, you're going to be automatically fired from your job, and there's going to be tens of thousands of dollars of fines a month. See, they're not going to ever bust the illegals. You're going to have an ID card to have a job. And if you haven't paid taxes, they're not going to allow you to have a job. And you've got to voluntarily go turn yourself in on a work release program for forced labor, but it's to pay the taxes, quote, so it's not forced labor to the government. This is high-tech slavery. Everyone is going to enjoy it. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, number one, yeah, you're absolutely right. Our driver's license here in the state of Ohio, pay attention to people in Ohio, do say USA driver's license, and they just started that within a year and a half. Again, I didn't know any of this until 2009. Also, in my county, they started already putting, they put license plate scanners on the back of their cop cruisers and the sheriff cruisers. I actually went in and I took a Vietnam veteran, two Purple Hearts, in there with me, asked him who purchased those. He told me the Department of Homeland Security. I asked him who, are those for residents?
Yeah, but you know, bringing a veteran in with Purple Hearts, if those cops have been brainwashed, that means you're bad. It's not good to be a veteran anymore. According to their Homeland Security training, that veteran is a potential terrorist who's trying to stop them from taking all the money to the banks. But sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right, brother. Well, I'm a veteran too, and
terrorist.
I just wanted him to know what was going on. I asked him if he ever knew about the Real ID Act, and also I showed him my old military license because they never take it back from you. They conveniently allow you to leave with it. But what's happening is now in our federal, even our federal government positions, people are getting issued new ID badges, and what they're doing is the government is setting up actual things in the ceilings to send off radio waves. It's happening here in Ohio. It's a fact. What it is, it's a tracking device. Just imagine if you were at a gun show.
No, listen. That's the whole point. Of course, there's RFID in the passports, in the driver's license, and the government is putting readers up. They were caught 12 years ago in San Francisco because they had a test there with some of their license that had it. And now everywhere they ping and they read everywhere you're going, sir. So, of course, I mean, you're a prisoner. Continue.
Well, I decided to do something about it. I'm done tired of, I never really yelled at my TV, but I was naive for many of years of, like I said, I was in the military. I've seen things that I probably shouldn't have seen and heard, but that's beside the fact. The real fact of it is that American people really need to stand up for themselves and actually do something. A lot of apathy and people just talk. And, so I've decided to run for a state house representative, and I'd love to give you my website.
Yeah, go ahead and give it to us.
Anything. Yeah, it's www.ricketts, R-I-C-K-E-T-T-S, 4statereps.com. And I'm running under a Libertarian ticket. The Republican Party in my county told me that the Democrats are doing a pretty good job. So that right there was a telltale sign that says, hey, there's serious issues in this county. Not only in just my county, but there's Illuminati set up everywhere. And it's really time for people to just wake up. We need some leadership, honestly. And I'm not going to be able to do it all myself. Of course not. Alex Jones will not be able to do it all himself. But the fact of it is we need people just to get involved. especially in Ohio.
We do, because, again, we're individually all being isolated and this control grid's being put in. We must recognize this grid is being put in to rob the daylights out of us and militarily suppress us so this crime can be expanded and committed. I mean, look at this article, and I've seen the court documents. We've been talking to Bruno for the last week and a half. We Are Change LA organizer faces terrorist charge for facial expressions in court. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 16, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,235.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.27, $634.13 for a half ounce, or $317.07 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,268.27, $634.13, and $317.07.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Then we're going to look at Fed manipulations in the crosshairs, an article written by Alex Newman for the New American Magazine, dealing with the ways that the private Federal Reserve Network has a rigged economy here in the United States, and I will get to that Chris Matthews' video from last night dealing with his hit piece. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Oregon. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have just a few quick questions, and I won't take up much of your time. I was curious if you had any conclusive coverage on the oil spill, like an internet database of real-time evidence, video, or anything that anybody can look up.
Well, I mean, there's video of it gushing 60,000 gallons a day, they say now, and them lying from day one, saying it was a few thousand gallons, then 10,000, then 20,000, then 30,000, then 40,000, then 50,000, then 60,000. And there's the fact that anybody can pull up the mainstream articles that 44% of BP stock was dumped by Goldman Sachs 2 days before, a record dumping in just that stock. And, of course, now it turns out that BP was being chaired at the time by the head of Goldman Sachs. You have the CEO of BP dumping 30-plus percent or over a third of his stock in BP. You have the fact that they blocked the response. You have the fact that BP is a top globalist company pushing carbon taxes. You have the fact that Obama, now as we predicted a month ago, is calling for his global carbon tax as a solution, taxes on the American people, to the very company BP that owns large stakes in the carbon trading scam. There's your proof right there.
Well, no, I'm just necessarily looking for, like, ordinary citizens to just, like, look and witness the devastation, in real time. I was
the devastation? Well, I mean, they do have goons from Halliburton, BP, trying to keep the media off public beaches, over hundreds of miles of public beaches, trying to stop Americans from seeing the oil spill. Though from what I've seen, it's bad, but a lot worse, to come, because most of it's still out in the ocean in those different currents. So a lot of it's media hype. And I went to Luby's yesterday. They had big signs saying our food is from the North Atlantic. It's from Alaska. It's from the Northern Pacific. It's from Iceland. It's from all these other places. And most of the food's good in the Gulf. It's just a bunch of hype. I mean, sure, 50 million gallons sounds like a lot until you realize there's got to be trillions and trillions and trillions of gallons of water in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, the oil that's come out of this oil rig is not even a drop of oil in a swimming pool. Do you understand?
Thank you for that perspective. I appreciate that. I also had a few other questions for you. If martial law takes place, do you think it'll be a coast-to-coast thing, like from the Pacific to the Atlantic, or will it be a state event?
Okay, we're under martial law. Police all over the country take blood without warrants at checkpoints. All babies for 38 years have had their blood secretly taken at birth and put in a Pentagon database. That's martial law. The military's been trained for over 30 years in covert operations with local police to take on American gun owners. That's martial law. Over 50,000 clergy have been trained on what to preach to their flock, to submit to government, and to hand in their guns. That's creepy, martial law. That's like the TV show V, but it's not aliens infiltrating, it's our own people. This is tyranny. Face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, a government that secretly arrests citizens, that's martial law. So it's what increment of martial law will we be under? Will they have some hot martial law like Katrina, where they confiscate guns and things like that? I mean, that's the question.
That is the question. So it'd be more of an event type of situation versus just a state to state sweep, you're thinking?
Well, I mean, they already have state to state sweeps. I've got all these squad car videos where they have a checkpoint, they're searching people's papers, and they happen to see a pocket constitution in the front seat, and they take the woman off. Instead of being Jewish, like in Nazi Germany, she's a patriot. And the cops are so brainwashed, they think George Washington, they think a constitution with George Washington's face on it is as scary as Satan. And so what I'm saying is, it's martial law. When Henry Paulson, in closed-door session of Congress, said, martial law will be declared, blood in the streets, quote, this is on record, if you don't give us unlimited trillions. So, see, martial law is when they launch illegal wars. I mean, Nazi Germany was under martial law by 1933 when Hitler firebombed his own capital. They didn't announce martial law. It's called security. They don't call it martial law in North Korea. It's just tyranny. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? But they could set off a nuke and declare national emergency and maybe even use the term martial law just to throw it in our face. So that would come after the globalists set off a nuke and blamed it on one of their made-up enemies. I hope that answers your questions.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
Aaron Dykes is popping in the last 15 minutes or so. He's done an analysis of the 76 new population reduction programs that Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are funding. We'll also have your phone calls continuing in the next hour. Jim, Ruben, Mike, Prop Joe, Kevin, and others that are patiently holding, I appreciate you doing that. And I haven't gotten to it because there's been so much other news we've covered, but I am going to play a couple short clips from MSNBC where they're calling for Obama to be a dictator because a dictator can get stuff done. Man on a white horse, you know, give us Adolf Hitler, he'll fix Deutschland. You know, give us Lenin, he'll fix it. Give us Stalin, he'll fix it. We know how that ends, don't we? Yeah, all because of an oil spill. We got to give up all our rights. And don't worry, pay the government new taxes. That'll show BP. So I'm going to get into that and this MSNBC hit piece airing three times tonight and upwards of 20 times total. Because I talked to MSNBC, they said it'll probably air 20 times. And MSNBC was completely deceptive. But what do I do, chicken out and not go on Fox, not go on CNN, not go on MSNBC? I saw some people criticizing me even being interviewed for the piece, you know, as if I was bad. But I noticed those guys all, I've seen some of them go on, you know, MSNBC, CNN. I mean, what do you expect? Obviously, it's the enemy, but I'm not going to sit here and cower. I'll tell you this, though. I refuse to fly to be interviewed by Good Morning America, Fox News, CNN. They've all tried to fly me to New York. No, I won't. Some have tried to fly me to L.A. I will not do it because I've been in the car. They'll send a car to pick you up to make sure you get there on time here in Austin 5 or 6 times and had the person say, okay, it's off and drive me back to my house. Almost like they're just wasting my time on purpose. I'm done. All right, I'm digressing. I wanted to get Alex Newman on because he came on to detail evidence of the Mumbai attack being a government inside job, and now even more has come out mainstream news that he was a government agent. That was the headline in the Chicago papers. And he's also went to Copenhagen and worked on that story last year. He's got a new story at the newamerican.com, Fed manipulation in the crosshairs, where he just breaks down how they're rigging almost everything. I mean, talk about unfair advantages. Talk about a monopoly takeover. This is it. So we're going to be talking to him here in just one moment. First, I wanted to thank some of the sponsors that have made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them is Akola Blue. AkolaBlue.com. It's an atmospheric water generator. It grabs water right out of the atmosphere, basically clouds, humidity's everywhere, even if you can't see it, and then it purifies it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on which unit you buy. And they've got units that do 7.5 gallons a day, units that do 1,000 gallons a day. They've got them inexpensive, you know, for a family, right up to stuff that can support a whole army battalion. So AkolaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com. The best, cleanest, purest drinking water out there. AkolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And continuing, I want to tell you about essential survival. If you get hit by a disaster and are injured, are you going to wait around for FEMA to come and take care of you? Be empowered and get the Essential Oil Survival Kit from Essential Survival. Essential Survival therapeutic grade essential oils are straight from Mother Nature's pharmacy. Powerful, concentrated, portable, cost effective, and they don't expire. Go to essentialsurvival.org/infowars. That's www.essentialsurvival.org/infowars to get a free ebook. And you'll learn how to use essential oils for cleansing and healing of wounds, stop bleeding, get rid of pain naturally, kill bacteria, viruses, and receive help with literally thousands of first aid and day-to-day concerns. My staff just loves these oils, and you will too. EssentialSurvival.org/InfoWars. Again, that's EssentialSurvival.org. EssentialSurvival.org. Okay, going to our guest, Alex Newman of The New American. Alex, you got the floor for the next 22 minutes we've got left in this hour. I appreciate you coming on short notice, but I saw your article dealing with the redistribution of wealth, and I know people understand the Fed's a fraud, but your article, speaking to the experts doing the research, really in just 10 pages or so, condenses it down in easy-to-understand language, and it's so important to get this information out to everybody because this is how this illegitimate New World Order gets all its power, as you know. So walk us through this.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. And yeah, basically, it's what you said. It's this huge scheme. And so what I did with this story, I started by looking at basically real estate and the stock market, and I started noticing that the Fed was, you know, printing trillions of dollars and giving it to their friends at the banks. And, you know, a lot of this is well known now from testimony in Congress and stuff where he was admitting that they printed $500 billion and gave it to foreign central banks so they could give it to their banks. And so what they did was they saw the banking sector was collapsing. And so they printed tons and tons of money and just handed it out to their friends. And then when you start looking even deeper, you see that this gets even worse than what's on the surface already terrible. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, you can even check this out on their website, actually, at newyorkfed.org. They have information about these front companies that they created. It was Maiden Lane 1, Maiden Lane 2, and Maiden Lane 3. They're LLCs, limited liability companies, incorporated in Delaware. And essentially what the Fed did was just printed money out of thin air, gave it to these companies, and the companies started buying up garbage from companies like AIG, companies like Bear Stearns. And what this did was it just basically put tons of money in the pockets of banks like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. So imagine investors. The way I came across the story in the first place was a guy called William Pitts. He's a developer and an investor down in Florida. And he started telling people that he had sold some of his stock in the big financial companies, and he had bought short positions on Citibank and Bank of America and these kinds of things. And he even bought some exchange-traded funds that would go up in value as real estate and the financials went down. And so instead of making a fortune, which would have been the natural consequence of properly reading the market, you know, real estate was a huge mess, the banks were a mess, what happened was the Fed started bailing them all out without any authorization from Congress. Of course, the Constitution says Congress should allocate money. But what happened here was the Fed just started bailing out all these companies. And so investors who properly read the market, who saw what was going on, lost their money. And insiders made a fortune because they knew what was going to happen. They knew what actions the Fed was going to take. And then from there, you can look at basically any segment of the economy, and you see that it's being rigged by the Federal Reserve. For example, the precious metals market. A lot has come out in the last few months here. But even before that, we had Alan Greenspan in 1998. He went to Congress and he told them that as the price of gold rises, the central bank is going to lease out increasing quantities. So basically, if the price of gold goes up, the Fed is going to keep it down by leasing out some of its gold supplies. And so that's good for the Fed. It's good for the banks, but it's obviously bad for the people. It's bad for the government. And then more recently, too, we had a Commodities Futures Trade Commission meeting, and there was some really explosive testimony there. I was a little bit upset that it didn't get more media coverage, but you had, for example, Andrew McGuire. He was a metals trader in London, and he came out and flat out said that the Federal Reserve was, through its agents, J.P. Morgan and so forth, stopping the rise in the prices of gold and silver, and that it was being insulated from any potential losses by the Fed and the taxpayer. So, again, we have this manipulation in the precious metals market. You have manipulations in stocks and bonds. And the ways that they're bailing out the banks, it's too many to count. You have the Fed giving the banks money, and then the banks, the commercial banks, put the money back with the Fed, and the Fed pays them interest. You have the Fed with interest rates extremely low right now, obviously artificially. And then what the commercial banks are doing, they're taking this Fed money at virtually no interest, and they're buying U.S. Treasury securities with it. So the taxpayer is basically funding profits for the banks because a Treasury security, they have much higher interest rates than what the Fed is charging right now for commercial banks to borrow from them. So basically they're doing nothing, and they're getting a huge bailout from the Fed. It's not even a bailout. It's just a theft. They're just taking money from taxpayers by doing nothing. By taking money from the Fed at almost no interest and just loaning it to the U.S. government and making a fortune off of the backs of people who pay their taxes. So it's just in so many ways the Fed is ripping off the American people. And then when you get past the market manipulations, the manipulation of stocks, bonds, gold, silver, all of these things, then you have the biggest manipulation of all manipulations, the manipulation of the money supply, which their control of the money supply, aside from being a debt trap, which I'll get to in just a moment, it creates the boom and bust cycle, and it allows their friends to get rich while Americans, get in debt. And it's a permanent debt. It's a debt that we can't ever pay back, because when the Fed loans out money, you're stuck in a situation where you have to pay interest on that money, but they never created the interest. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with this already, but you can't emphasize it enough. It's not that if there was good people running the Fed, this would all be okay. It's literally a trap. It's a Ponzi scheme, and it cannot continue indefinitely. I mean, it'll work as long as they can keep finding new people to keep borrowing new money into the system so that people can pay off the old debt with the old interest. But when people stop borrowing the money, then you get a collapse. And, you know, all this printing of money, it's bankrupting Americans through inflation. When we originally got the Fed, the dollar was worth something like, our dollar today is worth something like 5 cents compared to the dollar when we originally got the Federal Reserve. And that's just all a theft against the American people. And the money goes to finance big government, it goes to finance the wars, and it goes to finance this incredible wealth that the elite class has amassed by manipulating the system to its advantage. It's, you know, it kind of leaves you at a loss for words. We're, in my opinion, this is one of the single biggest issues that we need to solve if we hope to get America back on the right track, because as long as we don't have honest money, we're never going to have a proper economy, and you can never say we have a free market, because they're manipulating the market for money. That's the most crucial, basic thing in an economy, and it's, you know, it's a central planning commission. We know that central planning doesn't work, but that's exactly what these guys at the Federal Reserve Board are doing. They just arbitrarily pick an interest rate, whatever they think is, as they say that it, you know, they're doing it in our interest. You know, you can think whatever you want about that central planning.
Are you still there, Alex? Okay, well, we were talking to our guest. I was sitting there listening to him break everything down in an eloquent fashion, reading along with his article, and we lost him on his phone system, or it might have been our phone system. So we'll get Alex Newman back on with us here just as soon as we can. Again, his article is Fed Manipulations in the Crosshairs. And while he's been talking, I've been going over some of the articles I have. UK eugenicists demand we need a global initiative for population reduction. We need global debate on population now. London Independent. Corporate media follows government orders. Runs. Excuse me. Boy, when it rains, it pours. Lose our guest, and suddenly I've got a parched throat here. Corporate media follows government orders. Runs defense for the Etheridge assault. We've been covering that up. Continuing on the carbon tax front, Lieberman says pay $1 a day for climate. Okay, going back to Alex. Alex, we lost your phone line there. Please continue where you left off.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're literally in a really bad situation. Unfortunately, the rest of the world is in this situation with us. Almost every country has a central bank that operates similarly to ours. And, you know, some people think that the Federal Reserve is a government agency. It's really important for people to understand that it's not. What it is a banking cartel. And I think cartel really is the best word to describe it, because the way it's structured, you have 12 regional Federal Reserve banks, and each one is owned by its member banks. So they're basically shareholders. And the Federal Reserve admits to this. Recently, when they were sued by Bloomberg, a Freedom of Information request, trying to figure out where that $2 trillion in emergency lending went, the Fed admitted, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York filed a supplementary brief saying, hey, we're a private institution. We're owned by private shareholders. Our board members are appointed by our private shareholders. You can't force us to disclose anything. We're not subject to the Freedom of Information Act because we're not part of the government. And so far, the courts have not bought that argument. So Bloomberg is making some progress on the lawsuit. They won on appeal as well. The Fed appealed the decision, and Bloomberg was successful on the appeal. But the Fed is still refusing to hand over the documents. So that's one component of it's estimated now at $27 trillion in potential liabilities that the Fed has put us on the line for. And to put that number in perspective, the U.S. economy, our gross domestic product, is in the neighborhood of $13 trillion. So, I mean, this figure is so startling. That comes out to about $75,000 per person in the United States, including children. So if you can imagine yourself paying back $75,000 for the actions of the Fed, Fed, which, you know, they haven't even benefited you. If anything, they're helping to bankrupt you, and now you're on the line to pay for it all. So, I mean, this should really outrage people. I think, like Ron Paul, it's one of the most important issues for us to get our country back on track is to solve this Federal Reserve mess. We need to get rid of it, and we need to institute sound money, you know, without a question. Gold and silver, in my opinion, are a good way to go, and we can have a debate about where to go with money. I was listening to your interview the other day with, is his name Peter Joseph from Zeitgeist?
Yeah, that was years ago.
Oh, was it? Yeah. And, I mean, I don't think that we need to get rid of money. His argument about if we get, you know, the scarcity thing.
His argument is that they have a global computer that decides everything, and it is absolute dehumanization. But it's always packaged. That's what the collectivists always do, is they package things as total liberation, but what it brings is total enslavement. That's why you have the New York Times doing positive, glowing reviews of him, while separately saying, I'm violent, need to be arrested. The system gives that their seal of approval and goes into convulsions of fear dealing with me. Let's come back and talk more about...
Yeah, that's a good time there, too.
Yeah, let's come back and talk more about your research and what it found with our guest, Alex Newman from the New American Magazine. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I'll finish up with your phone calls early in the next hour. Then I'm going to get to a news blitz and Chris Matthews' hit piece and my take on the oil spill. Stay with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Coming up, new bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet. It's a PrisonPlanet.com article. And it is one of the stories on the Drudge Report today on the right-hand side. Right above a Washington Times article, epidemic growth of net porn cited, briefing children in danger. But when you actually read the National Security Strategy, May 2010, it echoes what Cass Sunstein and others have said. It's criticism of the government is effective and is discrediting the state. The state is a structure owned by foreign hedge funds, mainly. I was reading the latest issue of Vanity Fair about one of the heads of the hedge funds who's made over $10 billion just in the last few years himself, personally. And they admitted what he's doing is illegal, but said how great it was he was basically doing it and how fun it was and how it's all insider trading, ha, ha, ha. So a few hundred guys can have tens of billions in the bank. We're going to let them destroy our entire economy, put us all in debt, and then hire a bunch of paramilitary brainwashed police to oppress us. I mean, that's the new world order. Just criminals looting everything, and they've got their people in all the regulatory positions, and so that's the end of it. Just accept it. No, I'm not going to accept it. Alex Newman, you know, the good news is 30-plus years of people trying to audit the Fed, almost 30 of Ron Paul and his two different visits to Congress when he was in there and then got kicked out and then went back in the mid-90s. You know, he almost had no co-sponsors. Now he's got a lot of co-sponsors. He got it passed out of the House. It's in the Senate, got derailed. But the system knows, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said a month ago, that the people are now really awake to their structure, and it's only a matter of time until they try to remove these parasites. But the parasites are planning to maintain their control at a barrel of a gun.
Yeah, and like you said, what's going on now in Congress, I think, is fascinating. We really have an opportunity right now. People are so upset and knowledge about this. I think a criminal syndicate is a good way to put it, this Federal Reserve. People are really starting to understand it's a bipartisan issue now. Some of the fiercest critics of the Fed have actually come from the Democratic Party, like Alan Grayson in Florida. And I disagree with his view of how government should run and what its purpose should be. But he's done such a good job of hammering on the Fed. And it just goes to show you that this isn't a partisan issue in any way. This is an issue that should concern every American, and every American who isn't on the dole of the big banks or the government should be really concerned about this. And, you know, polls are showing that 80% of the people now want the Fed audited. So now is really our opportunity in America to fix this problem, to get rid of this. You call them parasites, and I think it's a perfect description. They're leeching off of the American people's labor, and they're not contributing anything. They're bankrupting us. They create bubbles. And this pyramid scheme, it literally, when it collapses, it leaves them in control of everything plus interest, which we can't ever pay back. So I'm excited about the momentum now. The Fed is being attacked from so many different angles. Of course, they hired a lobbyist now to go to Capitol Hill and protect their interests. But you know, the American people are catching on now. Lobbyists or not, I think the Fed's days are numbered here, because as people realize what's going on, and they can't keep it hidden anymore. This last economic crisis really put it all out in the open. Congress has caught on to the scheme now, and you know, we don't have enough senators yet to get a proper audit of the Fed.
Oh, we're gonna get it. Well said, Alex Newman. Great job. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today, or call toll free 877-300-7645.